Current State on WKAR. I'm Melissa Benmark, sitting in today for Mark Bayshore. The city of Lansing shortly will hold a press conference to bring residents up to date on the winter storm that blasted the area over the weekend. Current State's Scott Pohl talked just a few minutes ago with Chad Gamble, the city of Lansing COO and director of public service, for a look at how Lansing has responded to the storm and what lies ahead.
Let's start with the beginning of the snow and the duration of the storm and how much snow we got in Lansing. Can you give me some of the details, please?
Yes. The snow started falling just after midnight Sunday morning, and we have had staff continuously supporting that event. At the end of the event that stopped earlier this morning, depending upon where you measure it, the city of Lansing received between 11 and 14 inches of snow.
Now, the city of Lansing put out the word really early that people should not only stay off the streets, but not to park on the streets so plows could get through. Do we know how well that worked in the city? Have plows been able to get up and down some streets so far?
Yes, Mayor Bonero issued a snow emergency, which did institute several things. A parking ban is one of them. When people park along the local streets primarily, and even in some people on major streets, it really is a problem when we are trying to clear so much snow. It provides for a longer time in us in the residential streets. It plows quite often vehicles in, and sometimes they are damaged because of our efforts of trying to get the street as clear as possible. So the one really big message is if you still do have cars parked in the street, we would ask that the car be removed to a driveway or a parking lot, or it will be ticketed and or towed.
What do we know as we record at about 9 o'clock this morning? What do we know at this point about the plans for today?
Well, one really good news, Scott, is we have already begun plowing in local streets. We have almost completed our major street plowing operation. So for those people who are not blessed with a 4x4 as their primary vehicle, we have begun the local street plow. We anticipate that taking at a minimum about 48 hours due to the amount of snow that it will take us to clear. And we should be wrapped up with that sometime late Wednesday, with a caveat that Mother Nature appears to throw us some aftershocks here from the initial snow event, and we have at least maybe 1 to 3 inches coming in here sometime Tuesday. And we may have to pull off from our local street operations and make sure that we are keeping the major streets in good working order.
We've been hearing about everything that's closed today in Lansing. Is there much of anything in Lansing that's open today? What can you tell us about services that are available today?
Well, part of the mayor's declaration of a snow emergency, non-essential travel is banned. City offices and 54A District Court are closed. We also got word of many other jurisdictions and county offices being closed. The city trash collections have been delayed 2 days, but a lot of businesses are open and have braved the snow, but a lot of government functions are closed and are concentrating on supporting emergency operations and making sure people can get out that really need to get out.
General Motors has announced that their second shift workers at the Delta Township Assembly Plant, the Lansing Grand River Assembly Plant, and the Lansing Regional Stamping Production and Maintenance Facilities for today are to report at their normal starting time. That would seem to create a fair amount of traffic in Lansing.
It is. And I've been out since just after 6 a.m. this morning, and there were a couple of brave souls that were driving. And you know, I think because the city of Lansing has been plowing continuously since very early Sunday morning, we really had a jump start on being able to support commerce, being able to support, you know, these large industries that really keep the heart beating here in Lansing. And that's one of our prime directives in the public service department. And we're very proud at where we're at as a reaction to this, you know, very heavy storm.
Chad Gamble is the City of Lansing's COO and Director of Public Service. Thanks for joining us this morning, Chad.
Scott, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much, and be careful driving out there.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.